Okay. So I think we're on right now. Might be a little bit of a delay. Apologize for that. But welcome to our prayer night here at Petra Christian Fellowship. Well, at our home at 82 Briarwood Lane. But do want to just welcome you here. And so tonight's a night of prayer. We want to seek the Lord as we've been instructed. And so you can if you're looking at this on YouTube, if you're looking on your computer and the screen is full blown there, you won't be able to see the chat window there. So you can minimize it and you'll be able to see the chats on the right hand side. And good, I'm seeing the chats there right already. Someone's online there. And if you're watching on your mobile phone, if you're in the landscape view, you won't be able to see it. So flip your phone on mobile if you on profile if you want to be able to see the pictures there. You can also text a message in at 585-250-8900. That's the number of the church there. Actually, in the at the bottom of the screen there, you can see where it says show more information, and there's some information about how to send in a chat. So send in your prayer requests. We already have some this evening already, but our format for this evening is kind of like what we did on the first time we did it, was that Pastor Dan and I are going to take turns. I'll go first. I'll introduce a prayer topic with some scripture and just some explanation, and then I will lead us off in prayer. And when I'm done praying, I'll be quiet and I'll leave. Gonna wait 2 minutes, so you might look at the screen and we won't be saying anything and just see our heads down. But we'll be praying, and you'll have a chance to pray on the same topic that we've introduced there. And at the end of 2 minutes, I'll close the prayer, and then the other pastor will lead us off there. So it's not too difficult, just some time in the Lord. So I'm going to start off here tonight, and if you have your Bible with you, or you can just want to sit back and listen. In 2 Chronicles chapter 7 verse 14, that's been a verse that's probably getting quite a workout these days around the world. But I did want to read it to you and give you a little context on it. And quickly, because you know how pastors are, if we get the microphone, we just want to talk. So I gotta control myself. But it says that this is when Solomon was dedicating the temple that was built unto the Lord. And actually, it said in verse 12, it says, "The Lord appeared to Solomon by night and said unto him, I have heard your prayer, and I have chosen this place to myself for a house of sacrifice. If I shut up heaven that there be no rain, or if I command the locusts to devour the land, or if I send a pestilence among my people, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. Now my eyes shall be open and my ears attent unto the prayer that is made in this place." So God had told Solomon that, you know, I'm going to honor this place that you've built. It's conditional. It was something that Solomon wanted to do, and God honored that. But he said, if I send a pestilence, if I send a plague, if I send some types of sickness, you know, if my people, which are called by my name. And so I like to start off a prayer time by just acknowledging where we're directing our prayers. He says, if my people who are called by my name. And I always think of the book of Exodus, where God said to Moses, I go stand in the mountain and I will declare my name unto you. The Lord passed me, and this is in Exodus chapter 34, verse 5. It says, "And the Lord descended in the cloud and stood with him there and proclaimed the name of the Lord. And the Lord passed by him and proclaimed, the Lord God, merciful and gracious, long-suffering and abundant in goodness and truth, keeping mercy for thousands, forgiving iniquity and transgression and sin. But, and I will by no means clear the guilty, I will visit the iniquity of the fathers upon the children, upon the children's children, unto the third and fourth generation. And it doesn't say it here, but it's a quote of the Ten Commandments says, I will visit the third and fourth generation of them that hate me. And Moses made haste and bowed his head toward the earth in worship. So, you know, as Jesus said, you know, God said, you know, if my people who are called by my name. So the only way to be a child of God, to know you've got the address correct of where you're sending these prayers, is that you are a child when you have called upon the name of the Lord. Then you are people who are called by his name. And so, but there's also characteristics, and we're going to talk about those more tonight in our prayer times. But first, we have to settle in our hearts that we're the children of God, and that we are coming to him humbly and in the character of his name, merciful, compassionate, you know, emanating those things, desiring those things, desiring to honorably represent our Father in heaven. And so, just as Jesus started off in Luke chapter 11, verse 1, he said, when you pray, say, our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. So, let's start right there. Heavenly Father, we do honor you, and we do praise you. We give you glory. We acknowledge you, that you are creator of heaven and earth. You are almighty God. You are all-powerful. You are all-knowing God. You know everything that's going on around us, Lord, and we come to you tonight, Lord. I've called upon your name. I believe in the name of Jesus Christ, the name above, under which, from heaven, upon which all men must be saved. And Lord, we just come to you through the name of Jesus, through his blood, through faith in his finished work, and we come before you, come into your throne room, O God. And we want to be those people. We want to be your people, O God, that are truly called by your name. Lord, that you might hear our prayers, Lord, that you might acknowledge your children, Lord, that you might even discipline us, correct us, God, that we might hear from our Heavenly Father and learn from you. So we come to you tonight, Lord. Lord, we just thank you for this time, and Lord, we want to remember even right now, just some people are, we just want to pray for Lori's cousin Doug, a doctor in Penn Yan, whose staff is out of masks in the emergency department, and her friend Mary, who is on hospice while sheltering at home with late-stage cancer. We pray for the Ross Marino family in Bacolod, Philippines, our friends in Dumaguete City. And those people that have a coronavirus over there. And we'll just do those two right now. So, Lord, we do pray for those needs and those people, God, that are working on the front lines in the emergency. Lord, watch over them, Lord, and strengthen them. We pray for those that are sick and at home and sheltering, Lord, and just maybe alone. We pray for your hand to be upon them, God. And we pray for all those friends and families, Lord, in the Philippines, Lord, that we know and love. In Jesus' name, amen. So I'm going to turn it over to Pastor Dan now, and you can go ahead and send us some more prayer requests there. But here's Pastor Dan.
Amen. Hello, everyone. Hope everyone's doing well. Regina and I are doing pretty good here. Miss everybody and can't wait to get together. We can join each other again in fellowship. So look forward to that. Well, just like with Pastor Jeff, most of my prayer is surrounded, or what God has given me is surrounded on repentance. And my prayer won't be as long, because much of my prayer comes from the Bible itself. So when we read these here verses here, you understand that it's a prayer of David when he when Nathan the prophet went to him after David was caught with Bathsheba. But it's also, you know, a prayer for us as well to pray for when we backslide on the Lord, when we, you know, do things against God that we should not have done. And so I think this is one of the best prayer in the Bible, and that comes from Psalms chapter 51. And here David says, "Have mercy upon me, O God, according to your loving kindness, according to the multitude of your tender mercies. Blot out my transgressions. Wash me thoroughly from my iniquity and cleanse me from my sin. For I acknowledge my transgressions, and my sin is always before me. Against you, you only have I sinned and done this evil in your sight, that you may be found just when you speak and blameless when you judge. Behold, I was brought forth in iniquity, and in sin my mother conceived me. Behold, you desire truth in the inward parts, and in the hidden parts you will make me to know wisdom. Behold, I was brought forth. Purge me with hyssop, and I will be clean. Wash me, and I will be whiter than snow. Make me hear joy and gladness, that the bones you have broken may rejoice. Hide your face from my sins, and blot out all my iniquities. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a steadfast spirit within me. And do not cast me away from your presence, and do not take your Holy Spirit from me. Restore to me the joy of your salvation, and uphold me by your generous spirit." So that's what I want to leave us with here, as far as, you know, the prayer from David from the Bible. But we will come back to verse 13, and we'll focus on that as well. But this is the prayer, other than what we have here, that God has given me also concerning repentance. "Lord, as David said personally, so I pray, have mercy on me, a sinner. Wash me completely from my iniquity and cleanse me from my sins. Create in me a clean heart and renew a steadfast spirit within me. For I know, I acknowledge my transgressions, and my sin is always before me. And yet, Father, I am confident that I can come before you boldly to your throne of grace, knowing that no matter what I have done, you are able and willing to remove my sin as far as the east is from the west. Thank you for being so loving and gracious. I now recommit my ways unto you and give you free rein to use me according to your will. I know you have a plan for me and everyone that turned to you for salvation. Your word declare that you desire your will to be done on earth as it is in heaven. You have set your people apart for that purpose. So I will myself to your perfect will. In Jesus' name, amen. Mm-hmm. So that's the prayer the Lord gave me concerning repentance. And I believe this is, you know, this is an occasion for the church to focus on where we may have fallen from the Lord, you know, and then get things right with God and begin afresh, because the latter part of where we are here in Psalms 51 to verse 13 will now we'll be able to fulfill that portion of, you know, God's purpose in our life. So I will come back to that a little later on.
So in light of that, why don't you guys go ahead and pray? I'll start the timer for 2 minutes, and I'll leave it to you, and I'll be back in a few minutes. Well, the Lord put this song in my heart as I was just praying here. It's from Psalm 51. It says, it's starting in verse 10. It's a song I learned when we were just starting to walk with the Lord. So I'm just going to sing. It says, create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from thy presence, O Lord. Take not thy Holy Spirit from me. Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation, and renew a right spirit within me. So had a few more prayer requests come in. We just want to pray for Lorraine's niece, who was visiting with some friends and family, and turns out that one of the people there was diagnosed with coronavirus, and now everyone's a little nervous, and they're getting tested for that. So we're going to pray for Brandy, Lorraine's niece. And another prayer request that came in, so you might see Jamie on here a lot, but she's just typing in the prayer requests that are coming in that people called in earlier today. But all families who are at home together, who are striving and finding those difficult Emotional times bring peace. We pray for reconciliation with you, salvation and joy in a relationship with Jesus. And we pray for a prayer for a neighbor, Dave's neighbor, who has stage 4 colon cancer. So we're gonna lift up those people in prayer. Lord, we pray for Brandy, Lorraine's niece, and just the whole situation there. The family now is very nervous and strained, God, about what could that possibly mean. So we pray for your hand of mercy to be upon them. Lord, we pray for all the families who are together for long periods of time, Lord. This is all brand new to them, God. A lot of it's very, very difficult maybe to even get used to spending time with people that are usually have gone their own ways to school and work, and they come back together. They have all their activities, Lord. Now they have to spend a lot of time together, and we just pray that you would restore the hearts of the children unto their fathers and their mothers, Lord, and that you would strengthen those family bonds, God, and that you would bring salvation and reconciliation, Lord, unto you and your people, in Jesus' name. We pray for Dave's neighbor who has stage 4 colon cancer, God. We just pray for your hand of mercy to be upon them. So over in 2 Chronicles there, it said, if my people who are called by my name shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face. The word humble might mean something different to many people, but the word humble, it's not, it's sometimes these words lose their meaning, but it says literally to bend the knee, to humiliate, to vanquish, to bring down into subjection. This is a very strong word, and it implies that there's a giving of ourselves over to the authority of another. And so I just want to ask that question of you: do we really give authority to God in our lives? Are we, or is there always some kind of caveat that we have with the Lord, and that, you know, Lord, I'll do this, you know, but we express our will. We really want our own way. You know, we tend to love our freedom in this country. We're, in so many ways, we're a stiff-necked people, just like the Israelites were. And people are today. We rebel against authority. We want our freedoms. We suffer the consequences for it. You know, many of the you see a lot of the flare-ups in the areas of where this coronavirus is surging is areas where people are not they're expressing their freedom. They don't want to stay home. They don't want to observe those things. So. There's consequences to that. Same thing for us with the Lord. You know, he's given us guidance for living in his word. He's given us the Holy Spirit to be our counselor and comforter. He's set us free from the bondage of sin through what Jesus Christ paid on the cross on our behalf. And so he's set us free. And we've been set free so we might worship him, so we might have this relationship with him. And it says, you know, so we have a king who that we should be in subjection to, not begrudgingly or angrily, but because of all that he's done for us, we owe him our allegiance and our submission. And he's given us all these tools. We need to immerse ourselves in the Spirit, in prayer, in the Word of God. And he says, you know, I've given you access. You know, in our world here today, you know, you don't have access to authority. You know, it's hard to get an audience with anyone. But you, as a child of God, if you have called upon the name of the Lord, if you are a child of God through faith in Jesus Christ, you have access into the throne room of Almighty God. That you can come into his presence and you can seek his face. It says, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, I will hear from heaven. And so we have a wonderful liberty in Christ, a wonderful liberty in God that we can seek his face. And we need to submit ourselves. We need to humble ourselves before God. and to being his people. You know, this is spoken as Pastor Dan. I would encourage you to listen to Pastor Dan's teaching from Tuesday night on our website. But he's saying this to our people, that we, yes, we need to humble ourselves and we need to pray. We need to recognize again who is Almighty God and who, and that we're not. And so it's good for us to refocus on this. So, Father, we thank you for just this word here tonight, God, that even we, your people, we need to humble ourselves, Lord. That the judgment begins in the house of God, Lord. That we need to repent here in the body of Christ, in the church, Lord. That realize that as we've learned through the teachings that we've heard lately, that what appears to be the church, in many ways, we have looked very much like the world and we've lost our way. So, God, we acknowledge you, our King. We acknowledge you, our Lord, God. And we are your subjects, God. And you're a good God. You're a good King, Lord. You've given us all that we need for life and godliness. And so, God, help us to search our hearts right now and see what things that we have been stiff-necked against you with, Lord, that we have not some yielded certain areas of our lives unto you, God. We come to you, we come boldly into your throne of grace, Lord, and ask that you would hear our prayers, Lord, and Lord, that we might seek your face. We thank you, Lord. Pray for Susan, who's very seriously ill right now. Pray for comfort for her two young teen sons. Lord, she's a young woman. And we just ask for healing upon her. We pray for Mark in California. He has had a fever for the last few days. He is concerned he might have coronavirus. Please, Lord, that the tests would come back negative. And also want to lift up our brother Adam. He's a brother at the church here. He's accepted a new job, and he's going to be moving to California. We're going to miss him. We've talked to him. He sends his love and his regards. I'm not sure if we're going to be able to see him, but we're going to ask for his hand to be upon him and his daughter Yomi as they go out for this new adventure. So, and is the last one down here, is this one from Pat and Sherry there? Oh, it's up a little bit. Did I miss one? Oh, okay. There was one I missed. Sherry Bailey, away from all the people during this time, because so she has cancer, a friend of ours, and she can't be around people to minister to them. It's called Waldenstrom non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. Pat and Sherry, we pray for grace and peace as they are separated from their loved ones. So, God, we do pray that for Susan, who is seriously ill right now, we pray for comfort, and for her and her two young sons, that you would please heal her. We pray for Mark in California, who has a fever. Lord, we pray the tests come back negative, Lord, that it's not coronavirus. Lord, we pray for Pat and Sherry. Pray for our dear sister Sherry, who has cancer. And she's your servant, God. And we just pray for her. You please touch her and heal her, God, and strengthen her. And we pray for our brother Adam and Yomi. We just thank you, God, for just the wonderful times we had together with them. And we know they're in your will, and they're moving according to your spirit, God. But we do miss him, and we also pray for a blessing to be upon him in Jesus' name. Amen. So let me hand you over to Pastor Dan here.
Praise the Lord, and thank God for all the people are sending in their prayers, and this is high time for praying, I tell you. And we just, even after this is over, we will continue to pray. And I just want to push this just a little bit more here with the repentance here. Lord gave me Jeremiah chapter 3, and God has chased Israel for many years at this point here, and they had been a perpetual backsliding nation to the point that they were labeled backsliding Israel. And my point is that, you know, as a church in these days and times, and seeing all that is needed to be worked on here in this world, allowing God to use us, we don't want, you know, that type of title, you know, said about us, that we're a backsliding church to the point where we can't do the purpose and will of God. So just to again push this just a little bit more, I just want to read a few verses here. Again, at verse 11 of Jeremiah, it says, "Then the Lord said to me, backsliding Israel has shown herself more righteous than treacherous Judah. Go and proclaim these words towards the north and say, return, backsliding Israel, says the Lord. I will not cause my anger to fall on you, for I am merciful, says the Lord. I will not remain angry forever. Only acknowledge your iniquity, that you have transgressed against the Lord your God, and have scattered your charms to alien deities under every green tree, and you have not obeyed my voice, says the Lord. Return, O backsliding Israel, says the Lord, for I am married to you. I will take you, one from a city and two from a family, and I will bring you to Zion, and I will give you shepherds according to my heart, who will feed you with knowledge and understanding." So we notice here that several times, you know, talking to Israel and calling them out, the word before the word Israel was backsliding. So that was a name, in a sense, that was given to them because of their continual and perpetual backsliding. Again, we don't want this said of us. We want to be faithful servants unto the Lord so that we can continue to do the work of God. So I just wanted to express that again. But now back into Psalms 52, verse 13. And this here is after the prayer of David, as he prayed to the Lord for forgiveness of sin. And he realized that once he returned back to the Lord, that he was also able now, you know, to go and continue to do the work of the Lord. And it says, "Then I will teach transgressors your ways, and sinners shall be converted to you." So God has a calling on each and every one of our lives, and we don't want sin to be a hindrance to that call. We want to be able to be free, you know, for the Lord to use us, so that, and even now, as we're getting these prayer requests, that you and I, you know, are living for the Lord, sanctified and holy before Him, that we can get a prayer through. We don't want our prayers hindered, because folks need, you know, and there's a lot going on in these days. So we want to be free, as so that the Lord could use us, because before we could send a prayer out to anyone about for anyone, if we're not walking with the Lord, we have things coming back at us. God is pointing a finger back at us. And I want to be here at Luke 6:42. It says, "Oh, how can you say to your brother, 'Brother, let me remove the speck that is in your eye,' when you yourself do not see the plank that is in your own eye? Hypocrite, first remove the plank from your own eye, and then you will see clearly to remove the speck that is in your brother's eye." So we want to be able to see clearly, so that, again, we can get a word to the Lord on behalf of others. But first we must, you know, fix ourselves. We must come to the Lord for ourselves to make sure that, you know, we're walking holy before Him. So God has called us to repentance. He called us to repentance for a purpose that He has for us here on earth. So I want to pray again, a word of prayer towards that as well. And I want to end here in Acts 3. So I want to pray this prayer, then we're going to read Acts 3, a couple of verses here. So, Father, we thank you again, Lord, for your word. Your word shines a light into our heart. Your word reveals, Lord, where we are, Lord, and how you see us, Father. But, God, we thank you for your grace, and we thank you for mercy. We thank you, Lord, that no matter what we see of ourselves, no matter what we examine in our hearts and see the wretchedness there, Lord, that you are able to deliver us from that. And not only are you able, again, Lord, you are willing and more than willing. So we thank you, Lord, that you are such a gracious God that we don't have to fear coming to your throne, that we can come boldly, Lord, realizing, Lord, that you're open to hear our cry. So again, Lord, we turn from our wicked ways. We ask, Father, that you would create in us a new heart and give us a fresh start in your kingdom, Lord, a fresh call, Lord, even, so that we may be pleasing in your sight, Lord. And as your word says in Acts 3:19, Lord, that we repent, therefore, and be converted, that our sins may be blotted out, so that times of refreshing may come from the presence of the Lord. And that's what we desire, God, to be refreshed, so that the Lord, the presence of the Lord, will come into our lives again and restore us and revive us. And that He, God, that you may send Jesus, who was preached to you, to us before, whom heaven must receive until the times of restoration of all things. So we look forward to the times of restoration of all things. But first, Lord, we want to be restored in you, so that we can continue, Lord, to be pleasing in your sight, and to continue the work that you've called us to. In Jesus' name, amen.
had one of their prayer requests, someone, I'm not sure who it was, just says, love never fails. It was the name of the person that joined us here. It says, one in the power of the Holy Spirit. So, amen to that. But thank you, Pastor Dan, for sharing that. That was sweet. Thank you. And then, so back in Second Chronicles there, you know, this prayer that we've been praying and a lot of people have been referring to, it ends, it says, God says, I will hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. And it says, first of all, that, and I just wanted to talk about this said, I will heal their land. I couldn't help but think of at the end of Second Chronicles, the very last chapter, chapter 36, it said that there was a prophecy, and the Israelites were carried away captivity of Judah into Babylon, and I'll just read these verses here, verse 15 through 21. It says, "And the Lord God of their fathers sent to them by his messengers, rising up betimes and sending, because he had compassion on his people and on his dwelling place. But they mocked the messengers of God and despised his words and misused his prophets until the wrath of the Lord arose against his people till there was no remedy. Therefore he brought upon them the king of the Chaldees, who slew their young men with the sword in the house of their sanctuary, and had no compassion upon the young man or maiden, old man, or him that stooped for age. He gave them all into his hand. And all the vessels of the house of God, great and small, and the treasures of the house of the Lord, and the treasures of the king and of his princes, all these he brought to Babylon. And they burnt the house of God, and broke down the wall of Jerusalem, and burnt all the palaces thereof with fire, and destroyed all the goodly vessels thereof. And them they had escaped from the sword carried he away to Babylon, where they were servants to him and his sons until the reign of the king of Persia. To fulfill the word of the Lord by the mouth of Jeremiah, until the land had enjoyed her Sabbaths. For as long as she lay desolate, she kept Sabbath to fulfill 70 years. So, you know, Pastor Dan did a great job. He's talked about how God removed, it seems, for a season, the lampstand, the light of the church. There's been a great swelling of mocking messengers of God and twisting God's word, and even this passage here we read is like this judgment. It was upon all. It was unreserved, the hand of the Lord. But there was this, it was in consequence because the people had not observed the Sabbath of the land. And in many ways, you know, I don't know if you heard in the news, but they said that the scientists are actually able to measure that because the world has stopped moving in terms of people and planes and ships and cars and traffic and trucks, that they're able to actually notice a diminished vibration on the surface of our world. And so, and you know, you don't have to look around too far. You know, we've seen that there's been there's an island of plastic the size of the state of Texas or larger that's floating around, swirling in the ocean, and there's plastic bags in the bottom of the sea, and we've not been good stewards of our land. It says all of the Romans chapter 8:22 says, we know the whole earth, the whole creation groans and travail and pain together until now. And you know, the all of creation is waiting for the salvation of man. And so that all these things would be restored. And so we need to take a look at ourselves and see how we're treating and handling and taking care of God's dominion and what we're doing, and you know, observing how we care for his creation. And so I just thought that, you know, this was what the Lord put on my heart to share at this particular time, that we should prepare, you know, whatever part we can do to be good caretakers of of not just the world, but of our neighbors, you know. I hope that you've been able to look around and see, maybe you've said hello to some people that you haven't said hello to before, and you're starting to think about your neighbors, and people are taking better care of one another, and I hope that that's the direction we continue on in. But I do want to pray, because we have to have respect towards God's creation also, and so I want to pray for that. So, Father, I just thank you for allowing this time of hearts to be examined. I thank you for Pastor Dan's message of just considering our own hearts, Lord. Lord, that even our sin, Lord, the things that we do even hinder our prayers unto you. Yes, you're gracious and merciful, God, and we turn to you, Lord. But, Lord, we're to judge ourselves, lest we not be judged, and that we're to consider the condition of our own heart, that we might be able to pray and come before you, God, with openness and truth. And Lord, we do pray that be merciful unto us, Lord. Lord, you've given us so many wonderful things on this planet, God, so many wonderful, beautiful creation, mountains and seas and people and plants and animal life, and Lord, it all testifies of you, Lord. And Lord, forgive us for abusing it and for taking advantage of it and just being consumers and not producers, Lord, in many ways. So Lord, just cause your people to humble themselves and be part of giving your creation rest, Lord. So just a couple of prayer requests, Lord. We just, Steve Weebly, sent a request. I pray for our safe return home and prayers that we can all meet together again soon. And then there was another request, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and heal their land. So, Lord, we do pray for Steve and Joanne. Do you give them safe travel, Lord, on their way home? Watch over them, God. Lord, we do just also pray these scriptures, Lord, that we've heard here tonight. Lord, we pray them, Lord, that we pray them into our lives. Lord, that they would not be just things we hear. Let us not be just hearers of your word, Lord, but let us also be doers of your word. Jesus' name. And so we do have another special prayer request here. It's Sister Regina is going to share something here that the Lord put on our heart. So, Sister Regina?
Yes?
Go ahead.
Well, first, I just really wanted to give God praise and honor this evening. And it was on my heart to really acknowledge and to thank God for those who are leading and in leadership. And it came from Romans 8:28, and it says, "And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are called according to his purpose." So I just really wanted to give praise and honor to, you know, when you're called to govern this world, you know, some things escape, some people escape from God. But we have leaders today like our Secretary of State, Pompeo, you know, who has been doing a great job at getting people who were away on vacations, traveling, you know, back home to their families, you know, reaching out to those who are United States citizens. Also, opening up the door to include other countries, you know, to reunite to their families as well. So I really wanted to thank God for putting in these leaders who are leading this country the heart for others. I also wanted to really thank God, too, for Vice President Pence. If many people who may not know him but should know him, he has always been the one to acknowledge God from his lips. Mm-hmm. And as it says in Psalms 34:1, it says, "I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth." So I truly thank God for leadership in that way, by putting God first and letting people know the power of God. And that power should be in God and God first. I also wanted to, you know, pray for those who have lost lives. I know, you know, where you can't reach your loved one. You can't be in a place where, you know, the things that we sometimes take advantage of, the simple things like a hug or to be in the same space as someone else. But when you lose a life and you can't be there the way that you desire to be there, I just wanted to say that, you know, God is everywhere. Even we as man can't be everywhere, but God is there. And us as leaders and in leadership fields, you know, we continue to reach out to others. So I just wanted to pray for that, and it's also the strength of "In God We Trust." So I just really wanted to pray for those things. Mm-hmm. So I thank you, Lord Jesus, for this time. I thank you, Lord Jesus, for those who put you first, mm-hmm. and that speak your name across their lips, Father God. I thank you, Lord Jesus, for the ones that recognize all the characteristics and display your characteristics to this world by opening up their arms to others, you know, just sending a good word or standing up for righteousness. I give you our praise this evening. I pray, Lord Jesus, for those also who have lost a loved one and unable to be close to them. But God, you be there to comfort them. Be close to them. Let them know that you are God and that you love them, and even the ones that they may have lost, Father God. I ask, Lord Jesus, that you give the family strength. We had lost a pastor here in Rochester, New York, the Smith family. We ask, Lord Jesus, that you pray, Lord Jesus, for comfort for that family tonight, Lord. And also, Father God, to restore this nation, to restore the church, Father, that we return back to you in God that we trust. Mm-hmm. So I give you all praise and honor this evening, Lord, in Jesus' name. Mm-hmm.
Well, why don't we take two, let's take a minute or two and just pray in that vein, and also just lift up our leaders and our president, and I'll just we'll take a minute or two here and just pray for those things. Lord, we do pray for our president, our leaders, our Congress, Lord, even other countries, Lord. Pray for the leaders of Italy and China, and Lord, all these other countries, Germany, the UK, that are also enduring these things, Lord. We pray for your hand to be upon the nations, Lord, that, Lord, they not, when the dust settles, they not resort to pointing fingers at one another, God, but Lord, just pray that we would be humble towards you and one another, and just desire to work together, Lord. Let this not be a difficult thing, Lord. So we thank you in Jesus' name. So did anybody else, Pastor Dan, do you have anything else that you would like to share? Anything else the Lord put on your heart?
No, I just want to express, you know, that I just miss the fellowship. I miss the saints, and everyone's on our hearts here, and we're in constant prayer for everyone, and just can't wait to see you guys.
Amen. Amen. Jamie, do you have anything you want to share? She's been over here typing her heart out a little bit, a lot. Thank you all for joining us, and so I think this has been a profitable time, and the sweet time to get together, and I'd also miss everybody as well, and looking forward to the days when we're going to be able to hold hands and give each other hugs and pray for one another and break bread together, fellowship together. So God bless you, and we'll keep the faith. Have a good night.